Hi, AfterBuzzers. You're tuning into the Outlander After Show, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good evening, and welcome to the Outlander After Show, Season 2, Episode
8.
Where are we?
Yeah, I know.
Already, the fox's lair. One day I'm just going to walk in and know. Episode 9, episode 10. So I'm Adrienne Snow. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Adrienne Snow, and that's MSEDRIANSNOW. Here's my co-host.
I'm Emily Harlan. You can follow me on Twitter at MLEBeth, and on Instagram at OMG, it's MLE.
All right, so first thoughts.
You know, I'm so glad that we're back in Scotland. I do have to say that. Mm-hmm. It, for me, felt like Outlander.
Yeah.
You know, it felt like we had kind of a break for the first 8 episodes, you know, mm-hmm. obviously being in France and just kind of a different everything.
Yeah.
So I was very happy that they were back in Scotland. It was, I think, a little bit of a slower episode.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't a whole lot of, like, action going on. It was more of kind of, like, plotting and trying to refigure out, you know, how mm-hmm. to kind of get back into the groove in Scotland. So
yeah.
So I liked it. But yeah, it was a little bit on the slower side, but I understand it was all kind of setting up for what's to come.
Yeah, setting up the Scotland side. And I, don't get me wrong, I loved the Parisian France mm-hmm. Time we had, but it was nice to be back in Scotland as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was, for me, a very slow episode. Mm-hmm. I struggled a bit to stick with it, but it was nice to see Scotland back and mm-hmm. and the hue of Scotland back.
Yes.
I feel like they make everything a slight bluish-green hue when they're shooting there.
Yeah.
It was nice to get the reintroduction of Jamie's sister and her husband and everyone. So that was good. I was a bit disappointed they cut away from some lovey-dovey time.
I you know what? I totally agree with you. When that happened, I was, like, getting, like, ready for
yeah.
it. And then it stopped, and I'm like, well, that's not like them.
I was like, what? What is happening? Like, come on now.
They had it all set up when Jamie took his shirt off,
yeah.
and I was like, okay.
Here. And he carried her, and I was yeah. like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love time after. But they have been kind of cutting back on it this season,
yeah.
and maybe it's, you know, I know they're trying to deal with, like, the heavier topics,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, hey.
Yeah.
I came for some lovey-dovey time as well.
Yeah. Well, and I think, to your point, I think that, you know, we saw their characters really struggle and
mm-hmm.
go through a lot of, you know, a lot of really
yeah.
hard, tragic times. So maybe that's kind of why they cut it out a little bit. And now that they're kind of
maybe
back, getting back together, you know, they've always been together, but, you know,
yeah.
starting to kind of gel again. Maybe
it would have been nice, though, like, especially because they're coming from that hard time,
yeah.
to kind of see that be acknowledged in a way, like, leading up to lovey-dovey time, then, like, some lovey-dovey
yeah.
time. Don't take away my lovey-dovey time, is what I'm trying to say.
Noted.
I want my lovey-dovey time. and everyone's gonna be like, ew, she called sex lovey-dovey. But in any case, I did enjoy the episode and just kind of getting more of an introduction into Jamie's family.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some foreshadowing going on about his father being a bastard. And I was wondering how that might play into what we know about future Claire and her daughter.
Right.
How that might weigh on her later. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. I thought it's such a – I feel like we say this obviously because the show is set in another time, but we always are constantly saying sign of the times. You know,
yeah.
just how he apologized to Claire, like, oh, mm-hmm. I should have told you before we got married that this was, you know,
yeah.
who my father was. And Claire's like, that doesn't even matter to me. You know, what are you even talking about? But it just goes to show that during that time, that family,
mm-hmm.
your lineage was a big deal. And I think – kind of the overall tone I felt like of this episode was, you know, what is family and
yeah.
what is considered family? Maybe it's not always who your bloodline is, you
exactly.
know, maybe there's a lot that kind of goes into it. So yeah, but I think some foreshadowing for sure was set up with that. But
yeah. So, and especially just kind of knowing how things are going to, well, not knowing, but assuming how things will affect Frank raising a child that he knows not to be his own, one that doesn't even look remotely like him.
Yeah.
I kind of liked that, just touching upon that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
But we start back at Lallybroch. and we have Jamie's sister, whose name I'm blanking on.
Jenny.
Jenny. With her husband. Why am I blanking on their names right now?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm blanking on his name, too.
It was like one of the first things. Nick. Ian.
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 like, yeah. I was like, Nick? Ian? and just kind of gained that reintroduction. They've since had
another baby.
Another child.
Yeah.
Yeah, on top of the one they had when they were there. So they've been gone for
a while.
A lot longer than I think I originally thought.
Yeah.
I must have been at least a year.
For sure, because the first baby she had, she had it right when they left for France, yeah. right? So it had to have at least been 9 months for her to get pregnant again, right?
Yeah.
So at least that long, yeah. but probably a little bit longer.
I did know someone who she got pregnant as she was, like, within the first month of having her past child. Uh-huh. And because she was talking about, like, how breastfeeding is, like, supposed to, like, work as a natural birth control. And she found out that that's not
the case.
That
was
not the
case. Maybe so Jenny.
It could be back-to-back babies.
Yeah.
Which is, woof. In any case, less than a year apart. We see them kind of being reintroduced. Mm-hmm. Jamie kind of assumes the role that he had when he left. And I don't know, what were your thoughts on returning to Lallybroch?
I love Jenny's character.
Yes.
And I wish that there was a way. Hopefully we'll see more of her this season. Mm-hmm. But I'm really glad that they kind of threw that kind of side back into it, that it wasn't just Jamie and Claire, because I really, really love Jenny's character. And she's somebody that has grown on me, because
yeah.
when we were first introduced to her, she wasn't very nice to Claire, mm-hmm. you know, just because she and Jamie had gone through, you know, so much. But I really loved seeing that. I loved kind of seeing how they all banded together.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, you know, it was just kind of more of like a unity thing, I felt like,
yeah.
than we've seen in the past. And I like that Murtaugh's back and Fergus is there. It
yeah.
kind of felt like they were starting to kind of build their family, but obviously that, you know, it's going to get crazy.
Of course, because Prince Charles is a jerk.
Yes.
I can't think of a different word, but and forges Jamie's signature.
Mm-hmm.
So now he is fighting for the very thing he was fighting against.
Yeah.
And he decides to go ahead and assume the part and take on actually seeing if they can change the future and if they can actually win this
yeah.
rebellion.
Yeah, and that kind of threw me, the fact that they were so against the Jacobite rebellion and obviously trying to stop it all this time. That's
yeah.
what they were doing in France the whole time. And then it was this one letter and it's like, boom, okay, well, we're switching and now we're fighting. You know, so that I had to kind of rewind a little bit and make sure that I heard everything
yeah.
right. Because it just, that threw me, that after a year of plotting against, all of a sudden, I mean, I understand the circumstances that he's
mm-hmm.
kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't have a whole lot of options. I get that. But it just kind of threw me that it was just such a quick
yeah.
shift in you know, the pretty much a decision that's going to affect a lot of people's lives,
yeah.
you know? So that was kind of shocking to me. But, yeah, typical Prince, you know, what he did to Jamie.
That was wrong on
yeah.
so many levels, because it also, again, puts Jamie in the same position he was before he left for France, of being essentially an outlaw.
Right.
So if he's caught by the British again,
yeah,
he can be hanged again. So in that respect, it kind of just seemed like, and I'm sure book readers could probably tell us, but please don't tell us if it's something that's like a longer thing that leads to that in the book. But as a part of the TV show, it just feels like something kind of contrived in order to get the story moving into a direction where there will be more conflict.
Right.
Which I totally understand. It just doesn't seem like they had to go in that particular direction.
Yeah. Or so quickly. But
yeah. Yeah.
In any case, we're there.
Yes. So we are there.
Now we're fighting.
So that leads to needing to build an army
mm-hmm.
For the Jacobite Rebellion. And that leads to Jamie and Jenny having a very heated discussion about going to see their grandsire, who is apparently not a very nice man.
Yes.
In any capacity.
Yeah. And they set that up very well, because he was not,
you yeah.
know, the whole time. He's awful. But to me, it was just that typical sibling rivalry that
yeah.
Jenny and Jamie share, you know. And I like that Jenny, again, just speaking to her character, is as strong as Jamie's character
mm-hmm.
is. You know, a lot of times in the show, and we saw in this episode, women are treated as, you know, their opinions aren't valued.
Yeah.
Their presence, for the most part, isn't valued.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I think he called women, the sire called women decoration. Yeah. You know, that's kind of how they're seen. So I like that Ginny's character is right up there with Jamie saying, like, what do you think you're doing? You know, yeah. Not just kind of sitting back and letting him do whatever. So I liked that, that they kind of threw that in there. But
it speaks a lot to their family, just with from what you can tell from, like, hearing about their mother and their father, they didn't really obey, like, conventional marriage or conventional gender roles for that time. It seems like they taught both of their children to be headstrong, yeah. regardless of their gender, and that, you know, they should speak their mind, regardless of what people might think.
Yeah.
And that kind of also speaks to, like, a little bit of what we hear about Jamie's mother and father, and how his father kind of gave up his right to mm-hmm. be the head. What do they call it? The clan leader?
We're going to go with that.
Let's go with that. Clan the clan leader of the Fraser clan. And so to be with this woman, mm-hmm. you know, he gave up, even though he was the bastard, he gave up everything mm-hmm. So he could be with this woman and have true love.
Yeah. And I think it kind of, you know, goes to show, too, why Jamie is the way he is with yeah. Claire. You know, that he does value her. He's not just a typical guy from that time mm-hmm. that's treating her just like a piece or of property. Guy, period.
What? I didn't say that.
I'm not going to touch on that one. But yeah, just that he treats her, you know, like a partner, like mm-hmm. an equal. And it's obvious that he, you know, saw that from his parents.
Yes.
So, but to your point that you mentioned earlier, I do like that we're seeing kind of more of a backstory of Jamie's family. Mm-hmm. And because obviously with the show, that, you know, the history is very rich that's mm-hmm. surrounding everything. So it's nice to kind of get a better idea of why Jamie is the way he is and kind of maybe what is going to come into play down the line. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But I do have to say on that scene that when Jamie was holding the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Heartbreak.
That was so sad and beautiful. It was. Sad and
I know.
It was funny to hear the producer after the show yeah. being like, it was totally worth it.
She said it was catnip.
Sam. Yeah. I was like, whoa. Yeah. But it was a beautiful scene and kind of. Oh, it's just very bittersweet to see mm-hmm. him with the baby.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. I know. When Claire woke up kind of by herself, I knew there was something going on. Either mm-hmm. Jamie was scheming or something like that. And then just to kind of see that, because they didn't mention anything really about, you know, losing the baby. You know, yeah. we're assuming, obviously, that Jenny, everyone's kind of already knows and yeah. has talked about it. But, you know, for the viewers, there was nothing there. And it was nice to kind of see Jamie and Claire back together in the beginning and kind of like old times. So I'm glad that they put that scene in there for Claire to kind of have that emotional mm-hmm. struggle still, because mm-hmm. it does show, you know, that her character is still dealing with that. And it's not something that she's just going to get over, no yeah. problem. So.
No, yeah. And it's. We've been seeing a lot of time jumps where it feels like they're going months in advance. Whereas mm-hmm. I felt like last season there weren't as many of those. Yeah. Like maybe it'd be like a few weeks or so, but now I feel like we're jumping a few months at a time, and maybe that's in an effort to stay aligned with the books or, yeah. you know, the final episode of this season is Dragonfly and Amber, which I believe is the title of the second
book. It is, yeah.
So I believe we're trying to catch up to make sure we're there in time.
Got it.
But just to have a quick pause on speaking on time and Outlander, I want to talk a little bit about Chapman University. Chapman University is located in Orange County, California, 16 miles from the beach, a little over 30 miles from Los Angeles, and minutes from Disneyland and Angel Stadium. It has about 8,000 students are enrolled in undergraduate and graduate programs. Best known for their programs in film and television, business, science and technology, education, health sciences, and the arts. With 10 different schools and colleges and more than 100 different majors and programs, there's literally something for everyone. Chapman University is a comprehensive university that still provides personalized attention for its students. Classes are small, and the student-faculty ratio is 14 to 1. For more information, check out www.chapman.edu/information. That's www.chapman.edu/information.
Awesome.
All right. So, just to jump from there, we were talking about timey-wimey.
We were just wrapping up Jamie and the baby.
Jamie and the baby. Yeah. So, they decide to go to meet their grandsire. Mm-hmm. And while there, they run into Colm, who we haven't seen in quite some time, and Leary, who nobody really wanted to see ever again.
Nope.
And can we just talk about how the producer kind of spoiled a little bit?
Oh, and then once I heard that comment from her, then my mind started going like, well, what does she mean by that? So I don't know. There's a lot of, maybe we can talk about that in predictions, a lot of directions it can go in.
Yeah.
But yeah, Leary was not expecting to see her. I do not trust her.
I don't like her. Especially the last thing she says is like, yep, you forgive me and love me or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I hate you.
I know. She's not letting it go. And yeah, I thought we were done with that kind of character. But apparently not. And that's all right. But yeah, I don't, as soon as Claire saw her, you know, well, okay, let me just back up for a second. Anytime Claire is outside somewhere by herself, something happens. Like, you know, Sire said, you know, let the boys talk or whatever, and Claire goes out, I'm like, she's going to get into some sort of trouble something's going to happen. And sure enough, Leary's character walks in and tries to give her whole spiel about how sorry she is. And I did not believe her.
And how she's changed how she's found God. And
I didn't buy it for a second.
I have a hard time with people when the first thing out their mouths when they're apologizing is, I found God. I'm like, like, okay, we'll see. We'll see in a month now if you still have found God. That's not a knock to anything, but it's just, I'm always like suspicious of people who use that as like the first reason for apologizing. Why not just say, I want to apologize to you because I know deep in my heart that what I did was wrong.
Yeah.
Period.
Right. Like, got Galus killed.
Yeah. You know, hey, yeah, I did a really bad thing. That's all you have to say. Apparently Colm did not have anything to do with the whole witch trial, which I never believed he did.
I didn't think he did
and
either.
And I was surprised that Claire did think he had something to
and
do with it.
And for this long, too, especially after kind of seeing how, you know, firsthand that Leary obviously was the one that kind of did that. I never thought that he had a hand in it, you know, or, you know, had some sort of, was trying to sabotage Claire in that way. So it seemed like he kind of made that clear that he did not. It was just all Leary. Which is even more reason not to trust
her. There's just no reason to trust her. And it didn't seem like her needing that apology from Jaime. Mm-hmm. That also rang to me to be like disingenuous. Like she just wanted him to acknowledge her, to give her a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
That maybe down the line something could happen.
Well, and she even says that to Claire. She said, you know, Jaime walked right by me and didn't even look at me. Mm-hmm. It's like, why do you think
he would look at you?
I know. She's trouble. She's trouble. This character is going to come in down the line and I'm nervous to what's going to happen.
I have an idea what's going to happen.
Me
and it
too.
Really annoys me.
I don't like it.
But in any case, Claire does find some use for Leary. Yeah. She always seems to find use for people. With Simon, the grandsire's son, which would make him Jamie's uncle.
Yeah.
But he's younger than Jaime. That grandsire just...
He gives the creepy vibes.
He gives... even when they were talking about how, like, most of his marriages came out of him, like, raping the woman.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, that's how he was able to...
Yeah, not good.
I don't approve of him at all. They just decide to get Leary. They notice that Simon has an interest in Leary, and she asks Leary to you know encourage the interest, and to motivate him to stand up to his father because men will try to impress the women that they love. Okay. it was a little backwards, but Claire is still from the 1940s, not 2016. Yeah. So she agrees to do that, and they kind of get lost in the middle of the woods and have a moment. Very awkward.
Yeah. That it was kind of weird. And when he started reciting the poetry, you know,
very awkward.
And she's like, why don't you just come sit down next to me by the tree? But yeah, That moment, I feel like it was kind of more so set up that Claire could have her moment with the seer. You know, I felt like in kind of the storyline, or the, you know, it's kind of, that's, we wanted to give Claire that moment by herself,
yeah,
so that she could find out what the seer saw, what mm-hmm. the seer saw, to eventually use that then down the line against Sire. So
it was a bit weird though to have Claire kind of be so manipulative. I kind of understood mm-hmm. more so in France, but especially with the whole Leary thing. And then I did not expect her to take what the seer said and use it the way she used it yeah. at the end.
I kind of felt like she was going to use it in some way mm-hmm. just because it kind of set it up for that, you yeah. know. And Claire, I think she's a pretty impulsive character, I mm-hmm. think, where she'll get an idea and, like, you know, has to, okay, this is it. This, you know, I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of the decisions she's made. So I think I kind of saw that setup. But I think, too, Claire, going back to when you said that, you know, kind of she was manipulating Leary, mm-hmm. I think part of that, too, is that she, I don't want to say she doesn't value Leary, mm-hmm. but I don't think she sees Leary no as, exactly, yeah. she has no respect for her. So I think that she can kind of, it's easier for her to use somebody that she doesn't
respect.
And I think in her mind, she thinks, okay, this is for a good cause. Again, yeah. you know, all these things, all the manipulation, it's just like it's trailing over from France, where in her mind, she's like, well, this is for the greater good. This is, you know, even yeah. though people are kind of getting crossed up in here. So,
but just to jump off of that, also with Jamie uses a little bit of like manipulation when he speaking to the grandsire, and he says,
oh gosh,
and the grandsire yeah. is like, I either want Lallybroch or your wife to yeah. lay with your wife. And he's like, I wish you would.
Yeah.
I wish you would try to yeah. sleep with my wife. Because, and I figured he would just be like, because she's just like an awesome lady and nothing, she would like cut it off before she let you do anything to her. But then he does. He uses a stupid La Dame Blanche again.
I know. And I think that is going to come back to bite them.
Yes. I think, stop using it.
I think they're setting it up. You know, obviously in France, you know, he said it to try to get people so they want it, mm-hmm. whatever. But which actually did end up sparing Claire when they got attacked.
That is true.
That was a good thing. But I think because they're going back to all this black magic and white magic mm-hmm. and witches and all this kind of stuff, I think it's going to come back around.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to stop, you know, yelling that.
If you tell a lie once, you can probably get away with it once.
Yeah.
If you keep repeating the lie over and over and over again, it's going to come back to bite you in the butt. Like, that's just
yeah
how lies go. That's why I don't lie.
Don't often. Do it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, just tying that into once he tells Grandsire that, I don't know if I missed it, where he did tell Claire that he told him.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
But having her use it at the end to take what the seer said, which is that the Grandsire would be basically, and I can't, not assassinated, but
It was a traitor's execution.
Executed, yes.
Yeah.
And he didn't know which side. But right. She said, you know, that's what she saw coming. And for Claire to use that, and not to use it as like the sire or the seer, grandsire, sire, the mm-hmm. seer telling her that, but to use it as being the La Dame Blanche. I got really nervous for her when I saw that Leary was watching.
Oh, I didn't even notice mm-hmm. that.
Leary saw it. Colm saw it. Now that might come back later, especially because Leary is still up to no good.
Right. Yeah. That I didn't pick up on that. No. And yeah, that's probably going to come back. And I feel like the fact that they're kind of playing it up too, it mm-hmm. isn't just anymore. It's not just, oh yeah, my wife's La Dame Blanche. Like, mm-hmm. oh, be careful.
Like, she did a whole act.
She's doing an act. Jamie's like throwing stuff in the fire and yeah. saying that that's going to be your soul. You know, now it's kind of become this production, and mm-hmm. I'm worried for them because I think it's just going to, I feel like they're just digging the hole,
yeah.
you know, and just getting deeper and deeper. And I don't think they see it, but it's for sure going to come back. And now that you mentioned Leary was watching, and she obviously, we saw at the end of the episode, is not on Claire's side at yeah. all. That's going to be dangerous, I think.
It reminds me a little bit, a part of my brain is like, is this the right show? But when she did the whole production last year when she was touring with Murtagh. as the man. And it kind of reminds me of that like whole idea of like putting on an act. And mm-hmm. I feel like maybe in that way it might come to bite them in the butt if people start turning to her, assuming that she has some type of power.
Yeah. You know? Well, and she took it one step further, too, with the fact that she has these visions and she could see things mm-hmm. and all this. You know, it wasn't just, oh, she practices white magic. Now it's like there's a whole nother element yeah. to it, which obviously she doesn't have these visions. You yeah. know, it's she took it from the seer. And what's going to happen when the seer finds out that mm-hmm. she – I mean, is that going to be an issue? I don't know.
I doubt this. The seer seems to be so afraid of the grandsire. I doubt she yeah. would say anything.
Yeah. And well, and it, she was right when she said she's afraid he's going to kill the messenger because mm-hmm. as soon as Claire said that, yeah. he went after her with a knife. He's you know, to kill her. He was trying to.
But that also gave leads the seer or the grandsire to an idea that comes up later when mm-hmm. Simon intervenes and stops his father from doing it.
Yeah.
Basically showing that he is strong and capable of running things, essentially.
Yeah.
But because Jamie refuses to give him Lollybrock mm-hmm. and refuses to let him lay with Claire for fear that he might be bewitched, he decides to sign with Colm, mm-hmm. Who wants to stay neutral in the war. I gotta say, staying neutral, I think, is always the best idea. But but if your name's been forged on a piece of paper, maybe you can.
Yeah.
And with that, we jump to them deciding to move on and find other soldiers elsewhere with mm-hmm. the addition of Simon coming along to mm-hmm. aid them. And on their way, they discover that the grandsire is actually giving them, like, a good amount of soldiers because it works for him either way.
Yeah.
He can say that they betrayed him and they're following Simon because he showed strength. And if they lose, then he's still protected.
Right.
If they win, then he's still protected. Or because either way, he's neutral. Mm-hmm. So he's always, and they did say that in the beginning, that he's always kind of a scoundrel. He's always playing both sides.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kudos that they got the people they needed. Sucks that it's because he's just a scoundrel and
I know.
Doesn't want to be on the losing side.
Yeah. And he even said, you know, Jamie said something like, well, you don't have everything. You know, I didn't give you Lollybrook. And like, he said, not yet. And so I wonder if that's some sort of foreshadowing that's going to come down the line.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know because, you know, going back to the very beginning, how it seems like this episode was all focused on home and on family. Yeah. Like, that; those were the main themes. So you're having this guy that basically is willing to do whatever just to get your land. Like, that's his focus, mm-hmm. you know. I think it's going to kind of come into play down the line. But, yeah, it was – I think he's still – I mean, I'll put that in predictions, but I think that guy's still getting executed.
Like, oh, yeah.
He's not – yeah, he's playing both sides, but he's not – I don't think he's doing it in a good way.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to come back around. But it was good to see, I guess, that Jamie got these extra soldiers that he needed mm-hmm. and he could go to Prince Charles. But, you know, and it's one of those things, too, that came up a couple times in the episode that an action can change the future.
Yeah.
You know, and Jamie was – I think it was Jamie that was talking to Claire. Saying the things that she did change, mm-hmm. you know. So I don't know. I don't know.
That was true when he said that, you know, you have had the power to change things. Like, without you intervening, Louise wouldn't have had Charles's baby. And then there was one other thing that he said.
Thomas Baxter was still alive.
Smallpox was avoided.
Mm-hmm. And then the baby.
Mm-hmm. And then there was something, maybe I was hallucinating, but there was something where she was told that everything would go to plan. Is that what the seer said?
I didn't pick up on that, maybe.
I might be making that up. But there was something that was said towards the end of the episode, and maybe that was in the preview, I'm not sure. But it made me feel almost as if Claire had never intervened, never told them about the Jacobite Rebellion and failing and everything, then maybe because she has been changing so much, maybe that is something that she changed. Like, maybe they were supposed to win, but because she had prior knowledge, that wasn't the case.
She's kind of getting in the way when she doesn't have to be. I don't know. I kind of feel like that – it would have happened mm-hmm. anyway. With even if she didn't tell them, I feel like that, you know, it would have happened and they would have lost. Mm-hmm. I think just mm-hmm. because I think they weren't prepared, but now like Jamie has this knowledge and Murtaugh has yeah. this knowledge. So I don't know. I think it's going to be really, really interesting how they wrap this one up. You yeah. know, I have no idea. I haven't read the books and I don't want it to be spoiled. So don't spoil it.
Yeah, don't spoil it. But it just kind of plays with that whole idea of like the, the Terminator, mm-hmm. you know, mindset of like Kyle Reese has to be sent to the back. To the past so that he yeah. can make John Connor so that they can fight the rebellion, but it's not to stop the rebellion from starting, it's to ensure that he is born kind of thing.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? I'm really nerdy.
Little
but
bit.
But like if like let's say if Claire had never gone back in time, like mm-hmm. kind of like it's almost like I forget what it's called in actual time science, but like a closed loop. Mm-hmm. Like kind of Claire will always had to have gone back to basically ensure that they lose. Like, without her going back, they would have won. But because she's part of that closed loop, like, she always has to go back to ensure that they lose. Because that's something they could play with second season.
Yeah.
If that's kind of a closed loop, then maybe if she can... I know a little bit about the second book, so I'm not going to talk too much. But, like, if she can kind of play with, like, trying to break that loop or something in
yeah.
a way. Just thoughts. Little timey-wimey thoughts.
Yeah.
Shall we go into predictions?
Sure. Oh, we got the lights
now,
back.
You're After Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay, so we see them next episode. It looks like Dougal is back. I thought I saw the side of his face. And when Jamie's talking to him, so I feel like he's coming back. I don't know. I saw somebody that resembled him, and I thought it might be him, but I'm not sure. It looks like Jamie's preparing the troops mm-hmm. and getting everybody soldier ready. So I'm hoping that next episode we kind of see a little bit more of like the lighthearted, mm-hmm. Fun times. Mm-hmm. I think is going to come into play. But I think Leary is definitely going to show up down the line mm-hmm. in this season. And I think Jamie is going to get Dougal and a couple other guys on board with his plan.
I do think Jamie's going to go and get the rest of his crew, of his posse, squad, all the different ways you can say crew, and try and recruit them to join Prince Charles's army. I think that because we do know Claire goes back, I think she's going to assume that all was lost and that Jamie died in the battle, but in actuality, he survived and he settled for Leary and... He ended up losing Lollybrock because he just, like, couldn't live without Claire, so he gave it up to the grandsire, and his life just became shambles.
That sounds awful. I'm, like, sad now just thinking about that.
But that's why I think it has to get that way, so that once she figures it out, because she'll probably find some history book about something or something.
Yeah.
And she, like... has to get back to him.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I think it's going to go.
Interesting. Well, and even he's obviously showing up in her time. We saw that like the very first episode, right?
There's a question of who that was.
Okay, because, so maybe it wasn't him.
I know for a long time I was like, is that a woman? Is that a male? Because there's I know there was some, and book readers do not tell us, but just let us be naive. There was some... talk about it being future Claire, like older Claire, going back and watching from afar. Because there is something to the
Didn't they have the garb, though? Didn't he say when Frank saw him, wasn't it like the garb of like a Scottish, like, you know how Jamie wears,
yeah.
It's not a sash, but whatever's over his shoulder, maybe? I don't know.
Well, maybe. I know, but I just know that all I'm going to say is, and we kind of know this already, that an older version of Claire returns. I mean, never mind. Okay, and on that note, that's what I'm not supposed to talk about. Knowledge from the books that I shouldn't know. I have never read them. I Wikipedia'd one day. long ago. But yes, well, whatever. She, you know, we'll obviously see. She's going to go back. But all right. So that's our episode of Outlander. Sorry if I spoiled anything for anyone. I'm Adrienne Snow. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Adrienne Snow.
I'm Emily Harlan. You can follow me on Twitter at MLE Beth and on Instagram at OMG It's MLE.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.